We are here at Culinary Dropout for Reservation Day here from DFW Restaurant Week. We're joined by Matt Croson. The thing is, we talked about is you don't necessarily have to go to restaurants to take part in Restaurant Week. There are some people that may not necessarily want to get all dressed up, but you're doing something with Market Street that's fascinating because people want to make their own food at many times. And you're a chef with Market Street.
Absolutely, that's right.
So yeah. Tell me about what it is you do with Market Street and what you're doing with Restaurant Week.
Well, so I'm their corporate chef for Market Street, and every year, this is our third year to do it with Restaurant DFW Restaurant Week. We film me in my test kitchen. It's Matt, Recipes with Matt in the test kitchen. You watch me make these wonderful recipes. Then I put the Restaurant Week recipe book together. You can buy that at the store. It's $10. All the proceeds obviously go to Lena Pope and the North Dallas Food Bank. But yeah, it's fun. It's been a fun experience. You know, I see my pictures around now. It makes me feel like I'm actually like a famous
celebrity. Chef.
People like, hey, you're Matt. I'm like, yeah, that's me. How do you know about me? And they see it. So it's been a good experience. It's a really good people to work with. It's a great event. Things like this I get to do, so it's been a lot of fun.
Let me ask you this about being a chef in general.
Yeah.
It seems like we're seeing more shows. You're talking about celebrity chefs, reality TV, but also like The Bear and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a hot occupation right now, being a chef? Are you seeing more people getting interested
Well,
in it?
You know, let me tell you this. Like, I'm kind of going way back. The reason why I'm a chef is because of Imlor Lagazzi. Bam. Okay, that's the reason why I got into chefy stuff, because he was like the first TV chef that happened. So that's why a lot of us back then kind of got into it. I think after Anthony Bourdain, you had Imlor Lagazzi. But yeah, nowadays, yeah, it's a hot thing. There's a lot of culinary schools out there. There's a lot of chefs coming into the business, and it's not an easy one to get into. But if you get into it, you have the passion to do it and share it with other people. It's a really cool experience.
Are there a lot of bad chefs?
You know what? You know, there's no bad. You know what I always say is this: cooking's easy, life is hard, man. You know what? It's easy to be a chef. You just got to do it the right way. Make food, be passionate. And that's one thing about what working for Market Street has been so great. They have this passion for sharing food and giving it to people. And it's something I've got to grow into. And this Restaurant Week thing is the same kind of thing. It's just about people giving. The opportunity to give to people who don't have it, and it's been a good experience to be a part of.
It seems like being a chef is really kind of a creative process. I mean, much way someone would write a song or direct a film. Are you constantly thinking of new recipes, or how do you get inspiration?
You know, honestly, inspiration for me comes from a lot of different places. You know, it's like coming to a place like this, the Culinary Dropout. You come and you try something new, you see stuff on Pinterest. I'm just going to say it. My wife.
Don't worry, we won't tell anybody.
Yeah, I know. My wife is a huge foodie, Courtney Chris, and she is the ultimate foodie. But it's just finding it from around, talking to a lot of chefs, a lot of chef friends. We go to a lot of events. Today, I was working with a chef at his test kitchen, just trying new things. It's just getting inspiration from around.
It's really like a fraternity, a brotherhood, and a sisterhood with other incredible chefs, and I'm sure you learn from them as well.
Oh, yeah.
How do people find out about where to pick up the book, and when will it be available?
It's available right now. You just go into your local Market Street. It's available when you go to the register. They'll offer you for it. It's $10. That's all it is, but you get some great recipes. You get some coupons for some free items, from $5 and $10 off items. So you get your money back if you put the $10 in. You get it back financially. You also get it back because you gave back to the community. So,
all right. That is Matt Croson with Market Street.